Afternoons are now so short, and darkness falls so early, and yet winter doesn't even start for another few weeks. But save those antidepressants, there's good news. In practical terms, the darkest day is almost here, because next weekend we'll see the year's earliest sunset. After that, the sun will set later, expanding the afternoon brightness. By the time winter officially begins on December 21st, the afternoons will be 5 minutes longer and brighter. This puzzles people, but it's a reliable yearly sequence. First comes earliest sunset, next weekend. Then there's the solstice, half a month later, with the longest night. Finally, another 2 weeks later, in early January, we get our latest sunrise. That's our darkest morning. So now is the nadir, the low point of afternoon sunshine. And since far more people are awake and aware of things at 4:30 p.m. than they are at 6:30 in the morning, in a very real sense, you can forget about the official shortest day of the year on December 21st. So far as what most folks actually experience, now is the darkest time of the year. And now is when it turns around, in early December. The exact time of that earliest sunset depends on both your latitude and longitude. Latitude, because the farther north you go, the closer you are to the pole, where it's dark all day and night right now. Conversely, the farther south you go, the closer you are to the equator, where people get the same minutes of daily sunshine every single day of the year. There, it's 12 hours of sunshine permanently. Longitude matters because as you head east, you reach places on our whirling planet that meet the darkness line of night sooner than you do. You don't even have to go far. Drive 70 miles east, and the sun sets 10 minutes sooner. But wherever you live, get ready for the darkest afternoon on December 7th. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.